We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. I mean, look out the window right now. Yeah, it's beautiful. And I'm saying, y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. A couple of more texts before I jump into my content, my resources. Loner from Columbiana. Loner says, your helper today sounds much more manly than Boomer. Oh, come on. That's just, this is one of my favorite. This is one of the guys who has nothing good to say when he texts in. I should probably read his text before I read him out loud next time. Okay. Thanks, man. Blake from Columbiana, which it says Loner from Columbiana on the, so maybe we'll just leave his name as Loner. Thanks, Blake. JT Lacey Springs. Voice texting ain't working for you, JT. Says, so all men only want to be faithful in most, first, not in least. Okay. Butters, if you could decipher that for me.
I think we're speaking in tongues. Do I need to throw that in Google Translate? Or?
JT, I love you, man, but you need to go back and check your text and tell me what you're trying to say.
I think it's a very good point, though.
I feel certain that it was, because JT usually makes some pretty good points. Jeff from Indiana, two texts. He says, I'm afraid the liberals have been trying to neuter manly men for a long time, and sadly, it has cowed down a lot of men for fear of being chastised. That's true. I'm saying stand up, fellas. He says, Phil, this country has been sissified so much we can't even put monstrous murderers to death because we're afraid they might feel a little pain. Well, I got news. I would much rather be executed quickly than somebody dying a slow death from cancer, which is more humane. Jeff is feeling a little bit morose today, but nonetheless, I get his point. Anita from South Huntsville, men know right from wrong and are willing to take a stand when it's called for. The left doesn't like that. Indeed, sir. And then, okay, JT from Lacey Springs just sent me back and says, Luke 16:10. I guess what he was trying to say was there was a verse attached there, Luke 16:10, which I'll look up here in just a minute. Thank you, JT. All right, so listen, I'll start off by saying this. So the first dipper is called Where Are the Manly Men? I'm going to keep this thread going here. Daily Wire. I don't know about y'all, but I love Daily Wire stuff, and they've got a new thing coming out because they are not just about, like I said, podcasting, radio, that kind of stuff anymore. No, they are in full-on conservative entertainment mode. They've done some great documentaries. They've got a whole line of now conservative kids cartoons, and they're coming out with with their first ever feature-length comedy, and it's called Lady Ballers. Okay, Lady Ballers. It comes out, I think the trailer just released this week. Yeah, it released yesterday. It's a movie that mocks the recent and controversial phenomenon of men competing in sports. Okay, here's the deal. It tells the story of one down-on-his-luck former high school basketball coach named Rob who will do anything to win, which in this case means teaching his team of men radical modern gender theory and leading them to identify as women in order to brutally dominate multiple women's sports. What they're doing is they're poking fun at culture. It needs to be poked fun at.
It's a pretty funny trailer.
It's hilarious. Yeah. Jeremy Boring, who is one of the founders of Daily Wire, he's in the movie and he helped produce it. He says, the only thing happening in our culture more absurd and hilarious than men calling themselves women and then dominating women's sports is that the Speak the Truth power set on the left not only won't make fun of it, they won't even acknowledge it's a joke. He said, this movie is for all the women who have trained their entire lives just to be beaten at their sport by a man who couldn't win at his. The majority of Americans find the whole idea of men and women's sports to be objectively wrong. Anyone who misses comedy, which the woke tried to destroy on their ascent to cultural primacy, is going to love this movie. I look forward to it. I plan on seeing it. But that's, you know, first of all, I will say this. Is it serious? Yes, it is. It's a serious topic. It is something that should not be trivialized, but at the same time, we do need to sort of mock it a bit. We do need to go ahead and call it out, because when you see stupid, you just at some point you recognize you just got to go ahead and say, well, that's absolutely the stupidest thing I've ever heard. They don't know what to do with that.
I'm appreciative of all of the comedians that are out there that are really pushing back on all this stuff in so many ways. A lot of them, I wouldn't agree with pretty much anything else in the world, but quit Like, that's what we got to have.
Like Dave Chappelle, he's not exactly a conservative.
No.
Yeah, but he refused to be canceled. I think Kid Rock is generally speaking a conservative, but in some ways he's probably not. Very libertarian, I think, but he refuses to be canceled. He's not a comedian, obviously, but
yeah,
but he's pretty funny sometimes.
Yeah.
So here's one for you, too. While we're just going ahead and poke fun, while we're going to call this out for the foolishness that it is, while we're going to say, you know, that actually is the stupidest thing I've ever seen, how about this? Story came out just a couple months ago. This one I pulled off Fox. Here's the headline. Liberal woman goes viral on TikTok for saying that it's too hard to find a masculine man who's not conservative. So this woman's out there and she posts a video about her dating travails. And she is lamenting the fact that she's a progressive liberal who wants a guy who will actually open the door for her and, like, you know, not want to split the bill on the first date and, you know, that she can trust to defend her in tough situations. And yet she can't find any who aren't conservative, and that's really bothering her. Well, they're called traditional values, lady. I mean, so anyway, yeah, self-proclaimed liberal woman went viral on TikTok in recent days for posting a video about not being able to find a masculine man who is, quote, not conservative. So in the clip, she shared her dating struggles, the hard time she's having finding a masculine man who matches her progressive views. And she opened the video talking about, quote, one of the saddest realizations, end quote, that she has ever had, which was when she claimed that as a liberal woman, it is really hard to find a man who's willing to be a more traditional masculine role in the relationship, who is also not a conservative. She continued that she's looking for a man who wants to pay the bill on the first date, open your door, all that stuff I just mentioned a minute ago. She got slammed in the comments with people saying things like, so you want all the benefits and none of the responsibilities. Another one said, so why can't I find a man with conservative values who's not a conservative? Like what? Anyway, that's
now what? I think it's interesting because there are some Democrats, some, you know, center, left of center guys that still would fall into it. It speaks to how far things have gone on that, you know, quote unquote liberal,
yeah,
woke side of things. So
I'm gonna go ahead and say, though, that the majority of what we're talking about,
oh,
is,
yeah, oh, yeah,
traditional,
yeah,
conservative,
yeah, it's
values.
Just like, yeah.
And then there's stuff like this. Before I even get into the war on masculinity, how about another example of something that's just, you look at this one's not funny. This one is like, you look at it and go, God, this is child abuse. But so here's a story from the Daily Signal. Daily Signal came out today. It's the summation of a podcast they did with a guy named Harrison Tinsley, who's from California. Harrison is he's a divorced man. His son, Sawyer, is about to turn 4. In other words, he's a 3-year-old, almost 4-year-old. He said Sawyer likes to play hockey, likes to play football with his dad, enjoys singing. But according to his father, Sawyer is a happy little boy, but the child's mother is attempting to raise him as non-binary. He's 3. 3 years old. 3-year-olds don't know which shoe goes on which foot. 3-year-olds struggle to eat with a fork. 3-year-olds don't even have all of their numbers and stuff down yet. They, generally speaking, 3-year-olds don't read yet. But she's declared him non-binary, and the dad's like, no, we've got joint custody, and that is absolutely a decision you don't get to just make on your own. Well, what's happened is the mom is an activist. She's declared herself non-binary. And so now the son must be non-binary. She's certain of it. Tinsley said he's seen photos of his son in dresses on social media. And the little boy, Sawyer, told his dad that when his mother took him to Disneyland, she wouldn't let him go on the rides unless he wore his princess shoes. Tinsley is concerned for his son's well-being, seeking full legal and physical custody of Sawyer, and argues that his son should be treated like a male. And yeah, they're from California. Here's the dad's words. He says, well, I've got half custody. I mean, his mom and I both share 50%. And the mom makes a claim that she's now non-binary and that Sawyer, therefore, is non-binary, or at least she's trying to raise him that way, although most of what she does seems more girly than anything. This is him talking. He says, not that I admit that's a real thing, because I radically disagree that it is, or it's even an appropriate thing, especially for children. But I think putting them in dresses and princess shoes, that does seem girly to me, not so much even non-binary, not so much even neutral. He's a boy, and he loves being a boy. And he's a dad, and apparently he loves being a dad. Mm. But this is where the war on manhood, the left has gone from hashtag me too in, you know, in toxic masculinity to trying to tell three-year-olds that they're non-binary. You're not really a boy.
You're the attorney. What's his chances in California?
California, rough. Rough, dude. And I say that because California recently passed laws that require you to affirm the child's choice. And if the mother who's with him 50% of the time, especially if she's the one who has custodial care, then she's saying, well, this is the way he is, then the law in California is probably leaning against the dad right now.
Mm.
California, I believe, even most recently declared itself a sanctuary state, and the state can take custody of your child if you won't affirm what the child says their gender choice is. How's that for madness?
Hence why everyone is leaving California.
This is like Hunger Games stuff. I mean, you're at that point, nothing makes sense anymore. You've gone through the looking glass. But that's where we are. The war on manhood. Don't think this is real. All right. I can poke fun at it. I can laugh at it, and I do. You know. If anybody wants to say that's toxic masculinity, no. It's like I said earlier. There's a vast difference in being a jerk and being a man. All right. A jerk is the one who treats women poorly. A jerk is the one who is, you know, choosing an unfaithful lifestyle. A jerk is the one who will, who will bully his way through meetings and try to be the man in the room who knows the stuff, you know. No, a godly strong man can listen to advice. A godly strong man loves faithfulness and believes in striving for the better parts of society. I'm just saying, this is absolutely a thing. And I'd love to hear some of y'all's more input on it. In fact, I'll jump over here and grab a few of these. Penny from Athens says, the movie is, there's another movie out. She said it's called Joanna Man. I need to look that up. I remember something about that from 2002. I don't remember that, but I'll take a look at it. And then Mark from Laredo, Tennessee says, did you mean Chris Rock? No, Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle is what I was talking about. Chris Rock has gone through his own stuff of late, but Dave Chappelle is the one who was basically calling out transgenders for being just the silliest thing he'd ever heard of before and how they're overly sensitive. And they were trying to cancel his shows, and he's like, no.
And I think it's interesting, though, that some of those guys, they're being called conservative. Like, it's gotten so crazy that, like, the Bill Maher, even Joe Rogan, that they're like, oh, those conservative. Like, wait a second, you know, what is going on here?
Yeah, please make it stop. Joe from Birmingham says, Butter is welcome aboard, by the way.
Thank you.
He says, Boomer was polite, never met him. On a day out, he tossed me a blessings, Joe. That's a man. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate that. Marcus from Huntsville. I think I got three long texts here. Let's see. He says, people need to understand you can put a potato in the microwave and press the pizza button, but it's still going to be a potato. That's a good analogy. Once everybody understands you can't change your biology and remember that it's just the truth, we'll have less of this gender fluid malarkey. I'll tell you what else we got to have, too. It's not just that people understand it. It's that people are willing to call it out. That's the thing. You don't get the luxury, and I'm going right off of Marcus's text. He's right, but I'll take it one step further. There is a level of responsibility in the rest of society to go, I'm sorry, that's not acceptable. I'm sorry, but you're just wrong. I'm sorry, but no, men don't get pregnant. You don't get to say that you are just because you say you are. There are absolutes in life. There are absolutes in life. There are absolutely some absolutes in life. One of the absolutes is that you're born male or female. Period. You don't get to change it. You can have leanings. You can have your predilections. You can have your prurient desires, whatever. You don't get to change your gender. It just is. That's like saying the sky is blue. Well, no, it's actually green. No, really, no, it's blue. It just is. Marcus also says, sound like the new Daily Wire movie is supposed to be satire, but it's sounding more and more like it's not far from the truth. That is absolutely correct. It is satire, but it is grounded in the fact that we've got a thing going on in our society.
Idiocracy was satire, too.
Yes. Yes, it was. And then he goes on to say, that's why the Army's having issues with recruiting. They're catering to the left, and the left doesn't have any strong men that are willing to fight. Maybe they should start catering to the conservatives, and the recruiting numbers will go up. I agree with that. I've said before, in the same vein, that's a great point. Marcus, let me spin off that again. In the same vein, and brother, you let me run long. We got to do a break. I tell you what, when I come back, I'm going to take that thread and pull on it just a bit in regards to Army recruiting. Butters, you gotta reel me in, man. We're gonna skip the whole break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Not much time before the top of the hour break, because I just got long-winded on that last one, brother. So several text messages, which I'll get to at the top of the hour. We're still developing this topic. Number one on the triple dipper, where are the manly men? And Marcus from Huntsville had just texted in, that's why the Army's having issues with recruiting. They're catering to the left, and the left doesn't have any strong men that are willing to fight. Maybe they should start catering to conservatives and the recruiting numbers will go up. And I said that a bit yesterday. I developed that thread. If you will go and, like, okay, first of all, you're not going to recruit from 100% of America's 18-year-olds. You're not. You're just not. It never has. In the history of history, that's never happened. But there will always be a finite number of people that are considered part of the recruiting pool. But if you're going to lower the standards, tell them that they're going to be joining up to be a part of a force in which they can become far more diverse and able to be accepting of inclusiveness and commercials that are running on TV with Susie having two mommies and why it excites her to be a part of the Army, you know, and then, you know, none of that is, nobody ever joined the Army for that, ever, like, ever. So how about this? You tell them you're going to train them how to be a part of something bigger than themselves. You tell them that you're going to teach them how to become like men that their predecessors can be proud of, that they can be part of a legacy. You tell them they're going to be war fighters. You tell them they're going to live a life of adventure. You tell them that you're going to train them with something that'll put skills in them that they'll be glad to have, and it'll be marketable no matter what they do. They can be everything from an 11 Bravo grunt digging foxholes and fighting in the trenches, or they can, you know, be a cybersecurity avionics specialist. Who knows? All those things will translate into something after military life. You tell them that you want them to learn how to be soft and to be well-rounded and to, you know, have the ability to be inclusive and to, you know, recognize that they're part of a systemically racist organization. You're never gonna find a military that's gonna be truly what it could be, ever. Marcus, I think Marcus just gave me like 10 minutes worth of dissertation there.
Yeah, we appreciate that. We appreciate that, Mark.
Yeah, I didn't have to rattle paper. I mean, it was all just like right there in three texts. So thank you, Marcus. All right, we're taking a break right now because I did run long. Appreciate the y'all's patience with the long segment followed by a short segment. We're coming right back, though, for a long segment. We're going to wrap this up. Where are the manly men? Well, I'll tell you what. They're still here, in my opinion. But there is certainly a effort to suppress them. And I got some stuff that'll be good to hear. Hang on a second. We'll be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. right side ruffians out there. You are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right.
Listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Bunch of text messages. I'll get to a few of them here in a minute. Peaceandtownhall.com is titled Rescuing America's Boys. It came out earlier this year, I think April. Yeah. And it's written by a guy named Mark Hancock, and he says that one of the issues that we're dealing with right now is that boys, he says, are straitjacketed into a one-size-fits-all classroom with few masculine educational examples to model. And what he's basically saying is young boys need examples of what it means to be, you know, positive and masculine men. And he points out that right now that the left is doing everything it can to emasculate manhood. It says, contrary to science, boys are told they are no different from their female counterparts, that gender is a social construct and that their natural God-given draws toward risk and competition is somehow toxic. It's not. Like I said a minute ago, toxic masculinity is just being called, is this another name for being called a jerk? You're just a jerk. But being competitive, having drive, liking, you know, to be rough and tumble, being respectful, being someone that can be counted on, being the guy, being the stand-up guy in a crisis, being willing to laugh under pressure. I mean, those are the ideals that make up what I would call a manly man. It's as if this culture, boyhood and masculinity, are some sort of social disease that needs to be eradicated. And that's exactly right. It goes on to talk about things like, okay, the most rapidly growing suicide rate demographic is boys between the ages of 10 and 14. If that's true, that's a very sad statistic. But what it tells you is there's a crisis of young men needing true men to show them what it means to be a man. Organizations like the Boy Scouts that previously upheld the uniqueness and wonder of boyhood have now abandoned the male-centric environment that for centuries was the key to awakening the hearts of boys and men as together they experienced adventure, nurtured faith, and grew to become the men that God had called them to be. It says, we owe it to the next generation to reach back and lay claim to the time-tested generational biblical values that shaped the best of men and then model those values. Values like courage, conquest, sacrifice, truth. I don't disagree with any of that, and I think it's absolutely true. You know, I think there's a whole generation of kids out there. I take it back. No, there's not. There's not a whole generation of kids. I know who I'm talking to in this audience, and a lot of y'all out there are like me. You're taking issue with those things because you chose to raise your kids differently or you were raised differently yourself. I know I was raised differently than that myself, and I'm comfortable in my own skin. And so many kids right now are being told not to be comfortable in their skin because they're just inside is wrong. You need to get fixed. You need to understand you can't be like that. Yes, you can, actually. You really can. So there was Allie Beth Stuckey, who is a conservative writer. Allie Beth wrote a piece I think it came out just like earlier this year. And she's, her piece was called "Can We Make Men Masculine Again?" And she basically was outing the left's movement to try and neuter manhood, right? They're enshrining the beta male as the role model for some kind of civilized society. How about no? And she said, when you try to make men more like women, you don't get less toxic masculinity, you get more. She said, bad men don't become good when they stop being men. They become good when they stop being bad. That's all there is to it. And she went on to say, the answer to toxic masculinity is not less masculinity, it's better masculinity. The growing problem in today's society is that men are not too masculine, it's just that they're not masculine enough. And then I developed that a bit in a piece that I wrote earlier this year, and I gave examples that you know, what we want to do is we want to raise young men to be old warriors. You know, you want to know that when they've grown up, that there were things like Scripture says, raise up a child in the way they should go. When they get old, they will not depart from it. Now, is that talking about godliness of faith? Yes, it is. But I would hazard that you could also apply that in other ways. You want them to be a good student. You teach them those good habits earlier. You want them to be, of godly character. You begin to instill those things earlier. You want them to have good health habits. You teach them those things earlier. You want them to have good hygiene. You teach them those things earlier, right? At the same time, you want them to grow up to be godly men. You want them to grow up to be manly men. You teach them those things earlier. And it's things like I wrote in my piece, standing up to bullies, speaking out about your beliefs, sacrificing a little bit of your own me time to go play with your child, being faithful to your wife or paying your employees before you pay yourself, or checking on a friend who's in need. And you don't have to be like a member of SEAL Team 6 or something. It's not like that. It's saying that you have chosen to be that which you were created to be, and you've not accepted the idea that the world can just diss on it. And then I find this liberal piece from The Guardian exactly 1 year ago, November of 22. It is the most god-awful thing I've ever read. The title of it is, "There's No War on Men. We Know That Feminism Is Good for Boys." No. Just no. This came out in The Guardian, which is not known for being a bastion of conservatism, all right? It talks about how, you know, masculinity is about violence and being tough is normalized. Nobody says that. Nobody said, Butters, were you raised to be violent? Did someone look at you as a child and go, what you need to do, son, is just be more violent?
No, not at all.
Nobody talks like that. And they throw these accusations out like, well, this is the way it is. They're taught to be violent. No, they're really not. If you're taught to play football, that's not violence. That's gamey sports, right? That's competitiveness. Violence is different. Violence is what we saw in Hamas in October 7th. Listen, I'm glad.
Well, I was just going to say, I think, for both of us that have played in the most violent thing that mankind can do, and that's war.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know about your experiences, but while I've been around people that were happy to go conduct the violence, it's done for a purpose. It's done in controlled measure. It's done for a point.
Cause.
Yeah, for a greater cause. And, and we want to try and avoid it if we can.
Yeah. I would say a true man tries to avoid violence at all costs, but will not shy from it when needed.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Man, put that on a t-shirt. Let me get a few text messages before we wrap this thing up. That's the end of Dipper number one. But John from Harvest says, we make men without chests and expect them from them virtue and enterprise. We laugh at honor and are shocked to find traitors in our midst. That's C.S. Lewis. That is a great quote. We make men without chests and we expect from them virtue and enterprise. We laugh at honor and are shocked to find traitors in our midst. Wow. Okay, C.S. Lewis had it. He nailed it. Crazy Joe from Decatur says Patton would really, really, really have a problem with today's stupidity. Yes, he would.
I think Patton would have a lot of problems.
I think Patton would have slapped a lot of people by now. Paul from Coleman says, on the recruiting issue, I have minor age children. At this point in history, with everything going on with the leftward anti-Christian tilt of politics, I'm telling them they should not consider going in the military. I get that. I get that, Paul, on the one hand. But here's the other. Number one, I think it's a it's a creature of our current administration. I am not of the mind that serving in the military is dishonorable. I am of the mind that there are those who serve in the military who are dishonorable. I think there is still something to be said for putting on the uniform and going, and there will still be lessons learned, skills gained, and a sense of being part of a team. There will also be issues under this current administration that will be gone if we can get rid of this current administration. I really do believe that. And I also really do believe that we need good people in the ranks. Because if all the good people abdicate the ranks to those who we don't consider to be worthwhile or a virtue, then we have just abdicated our defense to somebody else. So I get what you're saying, Paul, but I'm going to tell you right now, if you raise up your kids the way I think you're raising them, then we need them in the military. Just saying. Just a word of encouragement to you, brother. James from Harvest says, I'm a single man of 25 years of marriage, and apparently the way to meet women nowadays is on an app. You guys would not believe the women on there that say what they say in their profile. If you're conservative, keep going. Or if you're a Trumper, don't reply. Or something of a nature these women do not have a right to complain about when they're getting what they're asking for. And he all says, welcome, Butters. So thank you, James.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Thank you, James.
Yeah. Gareth from Decatur. The war on manliness started in the 60s when the hippies and war protesters made every serviceman returning home from the Vietnam War into baby killers and bullies. It continued on in one form or another till most men today are absolutely afraid to speak out. Well, I would say this. Men should not be afraid to speak out. Men have been given a voice for a reason. It's part of the self-confidence of being this, you know, Gary, I'm not arguing your point per se, but I will say this in reply. Don't lose your voice. Because manly men don't lose their voice. It doesn't mean you shout people down. It just means that if you have a position you believe is principled, that you have to be willing then to defend it. You may not be the most artful speaker, but I would say this, part of it is becoming steeped in what you believe. So if you are a man who is willing to speak for your beliefs, then also know how to speak your beliefs. I would encourage you, it's like your testimony. Even practice it. You might think you know your own story. Good luck telling it. What if you have the 30 seconds to tell why something's important to you? Could you? And so I say all that to say, become steeped in what you believe, and then recognize that if you truly believe it, that you're going to have to speak to it. Otherwise, you're taking what I would call the less manly route. All right, listen, we got to move on. I didn't even get to all my text messages. Even Raven for Russell, I got to say this. He's an old 18 Bravo, Special Forces guy. He says, masculinity is not toxic. I'm 70 years old now. Don't take my word for it. Ask all the much younger women that I date who say they're tired of messing with boys who never grow up and want a man and knows how to treat them like a woman. They'll tell you. Raven, you are the man. And on that note, I think we'll go ahead and take it to a break. End of Dipper 1, go into Dipper 2. Gonna cook up a batch of home fries here in a minute. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.